So, here we go. Looking back through the files of the Bunyip for Wednesday, March 13, 2024. My name is Kay and I'm one of your readers along with Jeanette. Hello, Jeanette.
Hi, Kay.
And we're back in the basement of the Gawler Civic Centre, otherwise known as the Historic Old Institute Building, and it is a joy to be in here. I'll kick off with 150 years ago. Rainwater. The want of water is becoming seriously felt in and around Gawler. Tanks and cisterns being empty and wells falling short. The want of soft water for washing purposes is so seriously felt that parties who are so fortunate as to have a stock on hand are advertising in our columns to supply the previous luxury. This morning, the sun was completely obscured for some hours after rising, and we are hoping for rain.
That sounds a bit like today. That could be today, couldn't it?
We had tiny bits of rain at home, probably not enough to register, but it just sort of was this sort of misty, humid rain for about an hour, and it was really nice to smell the air and breathe, like breathe it, and then to see the little bit of dampness around. But you know, some of the plants are wilting. I have to get onto them tomorrow.
Yeah,
but,
it was nice. Watering. It's exhausting.
It is. I'm over it.
Me too. I'm always over it by around now. I just want to get on and plant things, but we need the rain.
Yep.
So. And, of course, back then, they didn't have running water. They didn't have tap water, so they were totally reliant on wells and water tanks. Mm-hmm. And when that ran dry,
there was no water.
Yeah.
Well, we were like that on the farm. We had no running water. We had just the rainwater and bore water. And then in later years, we got the Bolivar water, so that helped with the irrigation because it didn't help in the house.
No.
But we had masses of rainwater storage, so we were never going to run out.
Yeah.
But, yeah, people say, oh, why don't you drink your rainwater? And I say, well, because I'm the one that used to get up and clean the gutters out. I know what's in them. Thank you.
We used to, when we bought our house, we used the tank water until it ran out and then we'd go to mains. But we weren't on mains a lot of the time.
Yeah, really.
Because of the big underground tank. And the water, because it settled down.
Yeah.
And it was so nice.
Oh,
it
yeah.
It was actually really nice.
Well, when my friends come to stay, they always fill up the kettle with rainwater to boil their...
Yeah.
I can't taste the difference, but they say they can. So I'm like, okay, whatever. Go for it.
Okay, so I'll move on to 100 years ago, the rail motors. Some people are already complaining about the new rail motors. They don't like the three-colour scheme in which they are painted. I suppose the next thing will be complaints about the curve on the Chief Commissioner's eyebrows. Did one of the motors break down at Riverton, or did it not? Has the Commissioner taken up the guardrails in the hills, curves, or has he not? Or will he have to replace them, or will he not? It must be no joke being a Railway Commissioner under a system of government control. It is early days yet to complain of the rail motors. Fair-minded people are content to give them a chance. Perhaps the railways people were short of mechanics who could run them properly. Sounds like a case of petty complaints about change.
No one likes it, do they?
No. There'll always be complaints whenever anything changes. People will complain.
Oh, good grief. They don't like the colour. Oh, my God. 50 years ago, a comeback by RSL. Throughout Australia, the RSL appears to be on the decline, but in Gawler, something is being done to combat the slump. Gawler sub-branch president, Mr. M.J. Davies, said the committee was concerned at the slow decline in effectiveness of the RSL due to the apathy of a large proportion of its members. During the 1950s, it had a membership of up to 300, but in recent years, this had fallen to about 180, and attendances at most meetings were poor. Mr. Davies said this year the RSL had introduced new activities and interests. A mixed social sports evening was held each month, and the Gawler RSL also had entered an eight ball team in the local competition this season. Oh, okay. That's going to jolly them up, isn't it?
Because by the 70s, you know, it's a long time since the war.
Oh, well, I suppose, but there's the Vietnam ones coming through, you see.
Yes.
That was the revival. The only ones keeping RSL going now are Vietnam and later. Afghanistan, a lot of Afghanistan vets. So I think they're feeling it more because Vietnam veterans were so punished. What happened to them was just dreadful.
It was.
Do you remember how badly they were treated?
And a lot were conscripted.
They had no choice and they were treated so badly because it was a dirty little war that we should never have been involved in. And they carried that shame. And I feel for the Vietnam vets. I really do.
No, I agree. So we'll move on to 25 years ago. Rail era ends. South Australia's last metropolitan train guard stepped off the platform at Gawler Railway Station for the final time, signalling the end of an era in local railways. As Dennis Burrow boarded the 10:31 a.m. train to the city, 23 years of work as a train guard was brought to a close. He is sad to see the good old days, inverted commas, come to an end and reminisces to times 15 to 20 years ago when about 50 operational guards were based at Gawler.
Wow.
Now we have security guards in the trains at night.
Why wouldn't we have guards again?
Yeah.
People complain about, oh, don't use the self-service at checkout at the supermarket, which I use all the time because then I've got my own reasons for doing it. But I think, well, it's really, really awful work if you think about it. Oh, yes, that might be the only job someone can get. You think, oh, yeah, but it's like, scan, be nice, you know, for 8 hours. That's not even... Anyway, it's horrible work. And you think, well, there we could be employing guards on trains.
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
Instead.
There's plenty of places, or people to answer telephones.
Oh.
So Patrick and Owen were trying to ring government offices yesterday and getting automated replies that just... In the end, I almost had to walk out of the room. My frustration just hearing it was so high.
Yep.
If they could talk to a human being and what they went through to get to finally talk to a human being.
I'm still having trouble with Medicare. Anyway, 10 years ago, residents not hungry for Jack's. The smell of burgers and fries was welcome by most, but not a group of Evanston Park residents living adjacent to the town's newest eatery. Hungry Jack's opened in the new Gawler Green development on Adelaide Road, but has not been warmly received by all. A group of residents are already sick and tired of its cooking smells wafting into their homes, along with the noise generated by the drive-through and customers' alleged hoon driving late at night. Yes, right. Well, it's... I would have thought it was far enough away that you wouldn't get in too many smells. Anyway, that finishes the talk they're talking about. The looking back.
It does.
For this week.
Yes.
Thank you, Jeanette. We'll speak to you next week.
Until next week, Kay.
Absolutely. For all life's signs.